This week on Minnesota Native News, how the Native American Community Clinic is dealing with the ongoing debate over the Affordable Care Act. This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. Lawmakers in Washington, D.C. continue to debate repealing portions of the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. Meanwhile, in Minnesota, it's open enrollment time for anyone who wants to buy health insurance through MNsure. That's the state's insurance marketplace funded in part by Obamacare. Reporter Melissa Townsend tells us what that means for one clinic serving American Indians in Minneapolis.
So, all right, if you could say your name, introduce yourself, your title, that kind of thing.
Yeah, not a problem. So, my name is Caitlin Matheny.
Caitlin Matheny is the Social Services Supervisor at the Native American Community Clinic, or NAC, in the Phillips neighborhood on the south side of Minneapolis.
Our mission since the clinic was started was to serve the Native population regardless of their ability to pay.
Part of Caitlin's job is helping patients sign up for health insurance.
I've been working with MNsure basically since their birth.
MNsure is the state's health insurance marketplace, funded in part by the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. Caitlin says she fills out about 25 to 30 MNsure applications every week.
All of our patients, when they check in at the front desk, if they don't have insurance, the front desk will give us a call, and we'll usually go out and meet with the patient, see if they have ever heard of MNsure, if they, you know, kind of just ask them a couple of screening questions just to figure out where we need to start.
She says she wants every patient to have health insurance before they leave the building.
Just because that could be a huge barrier for them getting prescriptions. If we're referring them to see specialists, we can't schedule a lot of specialty appointments for patients if they don't have insurance.
MNsure's open enrollment period started November 1st and runs through January 15th. Now, American Indians enrolled in a federally recognized tribe can sign up for MNsure any time of the year. But during this open enrollment period, Caitlin is seeing an uptick in the number of people coming in and asking questions.
Open enrollment is the time when they send out these renewal packets. So we're getting a lot of people coming in either with renewal paperwork help or just their insurance was shut off because they didn't get the renewal in.
Caitlin says this is often the issue with patients she sees. They don't know their health insurance has been cut off until they come into the clinic. She says a lot of patients are homeless or couch hopping, so they don't have a stable address where they receive their insurance paperwork from the state. Instead, they come into the clinic, find out they don't have insurance, and some begin to panic.
We work with a lot of diabetics here at the clinic, and, you know, obviously getting your insulin and your diabetic medication, it can be like life-threatening if you don't. And if somebody is told that they don't have insurance, you can see the fear in their eyes because that's how they live, is off of those medications.
She says her job is to sign them up for coverage and to reassure them that everything is going to be okay.
We will put out the fire and, you know, help people out. And like I said, our goal is just to help the community. When there's so many other things going on, we just want to give them one less thing to worry about.
That's been more difficult with all the wrangling among lawmakers in Washington, D.C. Federal legislators have introduced multiple proposals to repeal parts or all of the Affordable Care Act. Caitlin attends monthly meetings in Minnesota for updates on the federal legislation, but she says no one really knows what's going on until it hits the news. In the meantime, Caitlin says she gets at least one panicked phone call a week from someone asking if she'll still be able to take her kids to see the doctor. Caitlin says she tries to reassure these callers.
Everything's fine. Your insurance is going to be great. If you have any questions, you can call me again and I can update you. I mean, insurance can be a scary thing for people, so I don't want, if I have any fears, to rub off on somebody else that I'm trying to help.
She says no matter what, the patients here are her number one priority.
I have a job to do, and that's to serve this community, no matter what changes do happen.
For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.